Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. This is Patricia Jackson.
Hi, Patricia. I want to talk to you. I'm just finishing up on the other line with the participant. If you want to give me a call back or hold on tight, I don't know how long it's going to be, but I have to. Let me just see. Okay. If you, let me just see here.
Okay.
Let me see if I could do this with you fast. I have a patient on the other line, so let's be a little quick today. Did they pick up the paperwork yesterday?
Yeah, I talked to the lady, Miss Hillary.
Uh-huh.
And what I did was, they know my two insurance, Globe and Transamerica. But what made me so nervous, I gave them my son and daughter insurance, AARP, which is their insurance. I didn't know nothing about it. They took that out years ago. But that's not mine. The other two that I have is Globe and Transamerica. So I didn't know how to get in touch with her and tell her that's not mine.
Uh-huh. Okay, give me 1 second. Hold
okay.
me, okay? I'm sorry.
Sure. Uh-huh.
All right, just bear with me.
Sure.
I'm going to be with you. Thank you for holding.
Oh, no problem. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, just see here. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You're with me? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All righty. Thank you for waiting and your patience.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah.
All right. So let's see how I can help you out. So you're saying that the lady did come, right?
No, she didn't come. She called me on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And she was, you know, she took over all the information. And I ended up giving the AARP, and my son said, Mom, why did you do that? Because your insurance is Globe and Transamerica. And I wasn't thinking, I forgot that them kids, my kids, grown kids, took a policy out on me, and I didn't really know about it until he told me a long time ago. And I gave that lady that because they might be calling and tell me. They might send a letter and say, well, we need that policy number. And, you know, I don't know. But I already said mine, Globe and Transamerica. I meant to tell. But I was nervous talking to that lady. Yeah. So she said they will be sending a letter. She said, I don't know what else they could want. She said that herself. Right. And I didn't want them to tell me I have to send something about AARP because that's not mine.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Her name is Hillary. I forgot. Her name is Hillary, and her last name starts with a C. But that's all I know. And I gave her all the information. She wanted my bank statement, something from the bank. She wanted something. Did I have a life insurance? You know, all that stuff that I had already sent in. Go ahead.
And so she said, so at the end of the day, what is it that she needed from you still?
She said it don't look like she need anything else, but the other people that have a copy of what I sent in, that I put AARP on there, which I shouldn't did because that's not mine. But they do have, she said they didn't really, she said I don't know anything else they should want.
So basically she said you're all set?
Basically, she said, I get a letter. She said, I don't know what else they want. But I don't understand. You know, they might send me a letter and say, well, I need a copy of the AARP policy. That's not mine. Yeah, and I wanted to correct that because they got Globe and Transamerica. Those two are mine. I took them out. But my son and daughter took the other policy I didn't know about. That's theirs. I can't submit that because that's not mine.
But is it under your name?
I don't know if it's under my name or not. I don't know how they did it. They said that policy belonged to them. If, you know, if something happened to me, they'd be, you know. But I didn't know that. I figured they would eventually do that because I'm up in age. So I don't have nothing to do with that.
Right. I'm just trying to think. Trying to think what to do for you.
Because it looks like it's going to be all set until I did that, and then I wasn't thinking. Because I was nervous.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking. And then that's when she said, I should be getting a letter. She said, because I don't know nothing else they
need. A letter from who?
I guess from the welfare office.
Okay. So she, but with all of this, she didn't say that you should submit a grievance letter or anything like that,
No,
right?
She didn't. No, she didn't.
No. Okay. So I guess now it's just the waiting process to see, you know, when you're going to be approved at this point.
Yeah, but you think that be corrected? Because they might be asking me in a letter, when they send a letter, they need the name of that insurance policy that I didn't give them because that's not mine. But I made a mistake and did that myself because they already got Globe and Transamerica. They already got them too. I sent them.
So why don't we wait till let's give them some time to process all the information they got yesterday, and let's try again next Monday. Let's call in together with them next week, and let's see what they still need from there.
Okay, sounds good, because she said everything is off, is set, because she said she don't know what else they would want.
Yeah, no, it sounds like everything is good, Patricia. I'm not going to be too worried for you, okay?
Right, so I'll call you next Monday or something?
Yeah, we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Okay. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.